10,418 Malone, Bayside Marina, Mario Malone, north of Route 22, being in Lot 42 within Malone's Mobile Home Park. A special use exception to place a recreational vehicle in a mobile home park and a variance from the minimum size requirement for a manufactured home.
Name and address, please.
Mario Malone, 314 Thomas Landing Road, Odessa, Delaware.
And do you swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, we're an old mobile home park on Long Neck Road, and the lots are extremely small. As the people are dying off or leaving or whatever, we can't put no other kind of mobile homes on there. So we're requesting a variance to put a camper, a large size camper. This so-called camper is 15 by 44 total with all bump outs and everything. And we cannot accommodate it on any camper sites either. The only site we have is a mobile home site. And it's too small for a standard size mobile home. So we're requesting a variance for the square footage. 450 square feet to accommodate this camper.
You know how old a structure it is?
Excuse me?
How old is it?
It's brand new.
New, okay.
You just stated that it was a 45-foot camper, but on your application it says 40-foot?
Yes, after I measured it out again today to check out the bump outs, I forgot about the bump outs. So I measured it, and it was 15 by 44. That's with a tongue included, sir. Okay.
It'll be skirted, I see, according to your application?
Yes, sir. That's a requirement for the park.
Made to look as much like a permanent structure as the others?
Yes, sir. I have here a complete print of the whole park. If anybody needs to see, it's an old print. Shows the layout of the park completely.
I think we have a photocopy.
Yeah, you just had a little spot, picture. Yeah.
I don't know if anybody needs the whole one. So what's shown on lot 42 is going to be moved?
No, that's already demolished. The person that was in there deceased, and it was taken down.
It's been moved then. Okay.
Yes.
So this is a 15 by 44?
Yes, sir.
And, okay.
That's including bump outs.
Including your bump outs.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Plus there's a deck?
Yeah, a deck that's not supposed to be there, sir. They have to remove it. But they can't get a building permit until we get a variance, if we do get the variance. They were not supposed to install any kind of decking.
Was the deck there for the previous structure?
No, sir. It's brand new. It's oversized anyway, even for the lot. It's not supposed to be in there, period.
Do
So if this is approved, then they'll go back and apply for a deck permit?
Yes, sir. Or remove the deck.
Are they allowed to have the deck, or?
This is the camper section?
Excuse me?
Is this the camper section?
No, it's not. It's a permanent section, a permanent site.
It would be fine if it's in the mobile home park. Camper section, it can't be over.
Also be setbacks, because it looks like it's raised.
Camper section, it just can't.
Can't have anything attached there.
Right.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortley?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,418 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,418 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.